it up, YouTube. Quoted from the great one and only C-Bum. Welcome back to the third episode of the Gym Bro Experience. We're all four of us are here today. We got the amazing Max and, you know, obviously the amazing, great, the biggest dude in the whole group, Harrison. Yeah. Me, myself, you know, legend. I mean, I'm a legend in my eyes, okay? Then we got the one and only, you know, my favorite. Andrew. The one and only Gym Crush. That's what
That's
what your name is on Snap for me.
Oh, really?
Gym Crush.
Jeez.
And then you're just Tread Monster. Bro, I just put you as Green Bean because I didn't know anything
green
else.
Green Bean. Green Bean, thanks.
Okay, wow. So I'll just put up my names for you guys. So we got Andrews and Jew. Okay. And then we got Ryder, which is Ryder Wakeley.
W.
And then we got Max, which is Max.
Wow.
I know you gotta do your name for us.
What? Okay, so you're Andrew, you're Buff Boy, you're Papa Hairskin, and I don't name myself.
Well, obviously.
What's his name?
Andrew, what is your
name?
I gotta sign up.
What's your name? What's your name, bro?
You know, my names are basically the exact same. I think I've changed Harrison or Max's, but I can't say.
Tread Monster.
You can see what it is, but I can't say Max's. Tread
Monster. Oh.
Yeah, it's basically.
You know what your last name put on the internet?
I don't care.
Okay, well, Skeldoni. That's what I put.
You don't know how to say it right.
No, it's spelled that. I spelled it Skeldoni.
Oh, Skeldoni.
Yeah. So it's Skeldoni.
Like Skelt Potato?
I got Johan for you know who Johan is.
Alright.
And you got Harrison and the Riders. Exactly.
No, that's enough.
And then I just got
Skeldoni. Your name's going to be going back to Andrew, not Jim.
Okay.
And now you're getting toe picks. Alright.
Whoa.
Okay, let's start off with what you started out in the gym, Max, because obviously you got to introduce yourself.
Oh, okay.
Again, yeah, this is our second. This is our second
attempt. Yeah, a mic issue.
Yeah, mics were muted last time.
We're good though.
Make this time more juicy. Let the fans hear. Let's let Hudson.
Let's pretend like we're writing juicy about it though.
Let's pretend like we're writing an essay here. I want to hear big words from Max.
Not juicy. Okay. All
right, here's my essay. I don't have a topic sentence.
Gotta do a hook. Yeah.
Oh my god. I can't say your name on it. Anyway.
Write an essay on your gym experiences.
Okay, just tell us about your gym experience, man.
I started working out in 2019.
Yep.
Ow. All right, bro, just talk.
Started working out in 2019.
You have lice? You keep
going. No, stop. No. Stop. Kind of took a break in like 2021. No, not 2021. Like 2020. And then started working out again in 2021. With you guys.
Oh, at the nice. School gym?
Mm-hmm. And then now we work out mostly at the YMCA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, every day we go to the Y Boys. Well, at least I have. I know I have the grad.
Well, I try to. Right now I'm sick, so I can't really go up as much. Yeah. I'm going to try and make it Sunday Mass, because, you know, can't miss Sunday Mass.
Nah, tomorrow might be a rest day for me. I'm pretty sore all over Sunday my body, mass. So. But if I'm not sore, I'm not going to the gym.
It's about to get anabolic.
If I'm not anabolic sick.
Fuck.
I also have work tomorrow. So,
wow,
8-hour shift.
That's
and I'm sick. So,
but Monday we're back at it.
I'm supposed to work tomorrow. But
Monday I'm also working.
We don't go to work at the snowstorms.
yeah, they kind of
sled.
But if it's a, if it's strike,
did you ever say sleigh?
Sled.
Oh, okay. I almost cried.
No, Ryder's 500 SS.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
See,
I don't know what that means.
I work in the middle of nowhere. Okay.
So you know,
farm.
No.
Farm store. Yeah. So pretty much, I don't want to be snow blowing in the.
No. Yeah. Of course not.
Like, imagine in the middle of nowhere.
No, that'd be an L, especially like, 60 centimeters. Hey. Oh my god.
You have snow obstacles coming out of your
snow-sticles.
I walk into the store. I'm like a foot taller because of the snow like around me.
Dude, 60 centimeters is ridiculous.
40.
I heard 60.
That's probably like up north though.
Or in
I doubt we're getting 60.
No, it was people
Buffalo's
from
getting
here.
Like 120.
What the fuck?
Damn.
I wish we lived in Buffalo.
A meter and 20 centimeters?
Oh. Damn. In the next 48 hours it's 12 to 20. Unlikely to exceed 17.
That's cap.
Yeah, I'm seeing all these TikToks where people who live in like Buffalo and shit. They're opening
their doors,
and it's literally just snow caked on their door, and it stays there when they open their door. So it's
I wouldn't be surprised. There is a chance that I might get snowed in at work.
What?
Why? There actually is a chance.
When? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay, bet. I'll be there.
My dad was saying that I should get the key, like to the shop.
I work at 4. Instead of 12.
Are you going to sleep in the shop?
I might. If it gets snowed in.
Oh, that is true.
Is it supposed to snow a lot?
Yeah, it's supposed to snow 60 centimeters. Like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that was just 60 like or 40 centimeters. That's what it's going to say.
You can't even get too hyped up.
It's overnight.
It's not even going to be a snow day on Monday if, you know, we're not going to get into that because that's, you know.
Yeah, that's political. Too. Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, if it is, then we're good. You know, I'm totally fine with that because I'm going to the gym during the day. Mm-hmm. And then I can go to work. Yeah. So, you know.
All right, well, anyways, you boys want to do the scaling now?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I would love to find out what my body fat is.
Me and Ryder are going to stay here right now.
Unless you're going to get the dogs out.
No, we're not doing body fat and all that.
No, it's just weight.
Okay. Because I'd have to set it up for you. Well, okay, I guess I could set up a second user.
No, it's all good. We don't have to.
Yeah, we can just do it.
My socks are a little wet, though. Is that fine?
What are you weighing right now, Max?
Okay.
152.6.
That's actually a dub.
That's honestly
sad. So when I... Let's get to that.
Yeah, I think you guys... you guys could still hear each other on the other side.
I'm going to
do mine. Well,
I haven't
yours.
Weighed under 150 for the past, like, month, so...
Good, man.
See, what I weighed in at a little 153. Earlier?
153.6. I'm exactly...
153.6 is what Ryder is.
So like, what I was weighing in at was 173.6.
Yeah.
Chunky monkey.
Fat
chunky monkey. But then if you look at my app here... sorry for the audience. But, you know... That was last night.
Oh my god, 165.
It was all the Timbits I ate today. Today, like a half of 25 Timbits. Yeah, 10.8%.
Let's see what I was looking at. I don't remember the last time I weighed. It was either this morning or last morning.
100?
Yeah,
last morning.
100%.
Flat 100 pounds.
You know, you say like last night, I guess. Was that last morning?
No, bro.
Oh, that'd be so funny. Like, if I imagine someone actually had like a.
How much was that scale?
Like
$25. Let me get that,
bro. I don't have Wi-Fi, so it doesn't show me.
Yo, I'm at
like.
I think I was at 16 when I went in the last, but that was after my sister's birthday, so I ate a lot of food.
Yeah, that's a W.
Let's see. Don't break my scale.
Okay. Okay.
Wow.
Okay, 219.
That was actually good.
So I've gone up weight.
No.
Since I've been sick.
Bro, was walking.
I was cutting. This is terrible.
This is terrible.
Well, shit.
That sucks. Gotta turn your life around.
Wow.
I'm trying to. I don't know how that weighed that much.
It was like,
what do you have on you?
It might be.
Are you strapped?
What? What are you talking about?
What do you have on you?
Oh, that's true, actually. I'm wearing a lot of clothes. Mm. Plus, I have my phone and everything on.
Do you always measure yourself naked? I've never once stepped on a scale naked.
That's my
underwear.
Yeah, I weigh myself in
the shower. I step on the scale before I go in the shower in the morning. Like,
I go after my shower.
Bare ass naked.
So. Okay, there you go. Right. So we're back.
Right. We're back.
And you just addressed the issue.
I didn't address anything.
All right, but we don't have to talk about it.
Anyway.
We're back from a break. It was a very quick break into the podcast. Yeah.
Harrison had to go to the bathroom.
We had to eat. Harrison, no, we were hungry.
Destroyed the toilet.
We're back.
Okay, so our headphones. Our gym headphones.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I didn't bring mine, but I can talk about it.
Cause I
okay, you can
I
don't get yours.
Yeah, I didn't bring mine either.
Yeah, I just grew up.
Okay, so I'll start. So my gym headphones that I bought, they're actually a pretty good price. They were $99, but I got them on sale.
Really?
Like 70.
Really?
Yeah, they were $99. Yeah, they were $100 exactly. So I got them for like $113.
W.
Because of tax. Anyway, and they're.
He's playing. Why did you bring them?
I don't know. Homie.
That's why it took so long to get out of the house.
I was listening to them, and then Andrew pulled up to my house and was just like, get your bitch outside. I was like, okay.
Let's get back to the story. I pulled up twice. Okay, I pulled up first time. I pulled up. And this guy said, "Well, yeah, I knew he was here, but I was eating." And then I went to Harry's place. Said, "Harry, text this kid. I'm coming back. If he's not there, then we're leaving him there." And then we went back and we got him because this guy. Let's just say I hiked up that mountain at least 12 fucking times to get up there.
Buddy literally said,
and I was knocking on the door.
I was eating. You knew he was there, but you were eating.
No, I didn't know he was
there.
I didn't know he was there.
No, you haven't.
And I texted him too. I texted two times.
It was like a debate.
You have 10-minute cool down time for talking.
Oh my god.
Nah, bro. No, bro. Bro, just give him a cool down time, bro. What the fuck?
Bro, I'm about to go home.
Alright. Bro, don't cry, bro.
What? All right. Okay. Harrison, okay. Talk about your.
Yeah, well, your dirty buds, as you like to call them. Dirty
I didn't even get to tell them what. Oh, okay. Well, you guys interrupted me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
tell them. Anyway, there were.
Sorry, Your Highness.
There were $100. I got the Skull Candy Hash Evos.
Nice, man.
All right. Hash. Oh, my God. Hash?
You know what hash is?
Yeah, I know what hash is.
You know what hash is?
Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, okay. You know what hash is?
Not really. Anyway.
Okay. Dirty buds. Okay, dirty buds. Okay, yeah, so what I'm saying here, Samsung Galaxy Buds, first edition. Still going on strong. Been all the way through the United States.
On W?
Yeah. I 7-hour car ride, or 9-hour car ride. In, basically the whole time.
That's it.
Ears were kind of hurting, but you know. Those are my gym headphones. They're pretty solid. Compact. I mean, I don't really like taking them out of my ear each time.
Well, you can't pause them?
No, I can, but like I also have
to hear people.
Yeah. But I just pull them out of my ears because respect thing, you know.
Oh.
Even though I can't really hear someone with them in. But nice. Because they have the silicone tip.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's basically it. But maybe I should be like that one guy in the gym that wears that gym that gaming headset.
Oh, yeah. That guy. And then he just has it.
He's watching our podcast and I was like, what's wrong with the gaming headset?
You got beef?
Alright, so I'll talk about my music choice of things. So first I started out listening to using my AirPod Pros. I had AirPod Pros. Alright, I was using those bad boys.
Dog ate them.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm gonna get into. Yeah. Bro's just stealing my light right now.
Yep, go.
Alright, so anyways, had AirPod Pros. I was jamming out to those bad boys for a little bit, and then I was like, you know what? I gotta get headphones, but then before I got my headphones, it kind of like led to getting headphones, so maybe this situation that happened was actually kind of good. I was like kind of getting, you know, annoyed of like always having to take it out of my ear and then putting it back in. I know it's little things, but when you work out every single day, it kind of gets annoying. Like, it builds up.
It
sounds like such a stupid thing to like get mad about, but like taking it out of my ear just to hear about. But like, so anyways, I went to go help out my neighbor. Like, I think I was like, she was getting.
Oh, wait. First, you put them through the wash, which took away the.
Oh yeah. Feature. Well, no, actually, so this was like a couple years back. I accidentally left them in my pants pocket, and I put my AirPod Pros through the wash, and the noise cancellation features did, or the the transparency mode.
Yeah.
Those both didn't work, so they were literally just normal AirPods at that point. There was no point of having them because they're normal AirPods, and then. Eventually, like a year later, for some reason, the noise transparency started working again. So, it just came back. And then, oh, God. Okay. One day, I was helping my neighbor out, lifting some boxes, because she's older, so I had to help her. And then, her dog, she has a puppy. Just like, well, not anymore, but at the time, she was pretty much a puppy. Jumped up on me, her paw hit my AirPod out of the pocket, and then when they hit the ground, that one AirPod came out. I think it was the left one. Don't quote me on that, but I think it was the left one. And then the dog fucking ate it. All right, I kid you not, slurped it up like a spaghetti noodle, and swallowed that bad boy. So, you know, 2 days later, got it back after digesting it, pooping it out, and you know how the white little earpiece.
You got it back?
Yeah.
No, you actually waited for that shit to take a shit?
Bro, $400 AirPods? Yeah, I'm waiting for that shit.
Oh my god.
So, your neighbor who shall remain nameless.
Did you put it back in your ear? Did you put it back in your ear?
No, bro.
Okay,
no.
I was about to be like, yo, no way.
Bro, they were, like, cleaned.
How did you clean them?
She cleaned them.
Did she the dog clean them?
She looked
up. No, bro. Y'all are retarded.
No, continue with your question. No, I'm actually wondering, like, well, how did they clean them?
I don't know, probably like a Q-tip and fucking alcohol.
Yeah.
So your neighbor went into her own dog's shit just to rip out your AirPod?
Bro, it's a $200 AirPod.
Oh my god. But didn't she buy you a new
that
set
anyways?
That
little piece of plastic.
I'm getting to that, yo.
Okay, go.
Hey, yo.
I didn't hear about him getting the AirPod back. I thought that thing was stuck in there.
Bro, it's literally what you dig through it, you wash your hands, bro. It's not that big of a deal. You're a baby. You're literally acting like a kid right now. Ew,
he doesn't
feces.
Have a dog.
Yeah, I don't have a dog, bud. Sorry.
Exactly.
You have a frog.
You're acting. Oh, God, dirty. A Pac-Man frog, what? Actually.
Okay. Yeah, I have a cool ass bag. What the fuck? Yeah.
Nah, bro, it's a Pac-Man frog. Get it right. Not a frog.
Pac-Man. Yeah, it's a Pac-Man frog.
Pac-Man.
It's actually right, really sick.
Ooh.
All right, boys, let me get back to my story.
Okay.
All right. I love you, Rachel.
Make out?
Get back to the story.
All right, swear. After, you know, she gave it back to me, threw it back in the case, all right? The white piece that goes in your ear that, like, you know, makes it look like a hairdryer. Remember when the memes were around, like, AirPod Pro like hairdryers?
Yeah.
That white little earpiece was pink. All right, my boy? Pink. I kid you not. So your boy never wore them again, okay? So anyways.
I'll take them.
I don't even know. Wait, I
down
think
bad for AirPods.
No, I'll take them.
No, my mom gave them to Merida. Oh, somebody. Bro, they're clean. You guys are acting like little kids.
Get it.
All right, so anyways, a week... Bro, Andrew, you are...
I'm kidding. All
right, anyways, a week later, she bought me new ones, and she bought me just the original edition, which I didn't really care. I didn't care about, because I didn't even really use the noise cancellation anyways on them, so the original ones were fine for me, and I still have those ones to this day. And then, about a month after that, I just, you know, I went to Walmart, the quick handy-dandy stop Walmart, your local Freedom Center.
Your local redneck store.
And then...
Andrew, you're so fucking slow.
All right, anyways, went to the electronics section and caught me a bad set of JBL, okay? The JBL headset... I love them, all right? They're amazing. I've dropped them about 100 times in the gym. They are probably, like, brain dead by now, but, you know, we love
They're
them.
They're probably brain dead. And my headphones are probably brain dead by
now. All right, Andrew, it's your turn, bro.
Okay.
Andrew doesn't know what I meant by Freedom, by Walmart. I don't know how you don't understand.
Local
what,
Freedom
America? America?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Freedom? Guns? How about...
Oh, like that. Okay, okay.
Yeah, you can actually buy
no,
guns
I know
at Walmart.
You can. In America.
Yeah, not
in
Canada.
You can buy guns in Canada at Canadian Tire.
Yeah, Canadian Tire. Yeah.
In America.
Okay, my headset.
America.
Yeah.
My headset. Okay, so I've had two headsets for the gym.
Yeah.
First, I have the... Absolute beater buds right here.
The beater buds.
These are my Beats. They're actually really sick. Really good for quality.
Did you lose one daily?
I've lost them so many times.
Oh.
But I find them. I always find them. Dude, the one day, because I wear them so often that one of them was in my ear, and I forgot the case at the shop.
Oh, yeah.
And I came home, and I didn't know where the case was. I thought I put it in the wash. I was like, dude, I was so freaked out the whole night. Where are my earbuds? Like, where'd they go? Like, I thought I dropped them in the snow or something. I was like, oh, shit, they're gone. But then apparently they're just at the shop. But I was like, damn, that's unfortunate. You know what I mean? I thought I lost them.
Damn.
I only had one earbud, too. I was like, what am I supposed to do with this little thing? You know what I mean? Okay, but that's what I used to use for the gym. It was really good. Yeah, like, they're still really good. Actually, really good noise cancellation. Like, yeah. They're actually, like, you're set there. You know what I mean? You're done. But
they have noise cancellation?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they're actually really good, too. Like, when they actually turn on, they're like you can barely hear that ear.
Mm.
But what I use now is Sony WNBs or some shit like that, or WB something. I don't know. If you search up Sony WN something, you'll find it, right? They're the cheaper ones and the expensive ones. So the WNs are worth $400. Mm. I got the WBs for $200, and they were on sale. So now they're $400, but they were on $200 when I got them. But
that's what you spent all your money on.
Yeah, on my first check, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I spent because I had two checks at the time, so I spent like a good chunk of my money on them. But I got them, and they've been really fire. They're really good for the gym. I only use them at the gym. I don't use them anywhere else. But yeah, when I'm at the gym, they're really good because they make you lock in. And so, like, you can't hear anything. Like, legit. Like, even if you have it just on the noise cancellation mode, not even play music, you can't hear shit.
Oh, we know. We talk so much shit about you all the time, and you know.
Oh, is that fast? nice. No, but yeah.
That guy over there.
Yeah. No, but yeah, they're really good. There's tons of features on them too. Like the whole.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the whole right side is a touchpad. Like the whole earphone is a touchpad. And
well, so
if you
can,
hold
like, play
down,
video games on them?
Yeah. If you hold down on the earmuff, it actually becomes transparent.
Oh, like the air, bro. The whole time he was talking, you were interrupting it.
This is some bullshit, man.
Wait, so kind of like the AirPod Pros, right?
So it's playing Call of Duty.
Yeah, no, they're like different from the AirPod Pros.
No, but like they have the.
It's playing Call of Duty. No, but like you can like basically you can turn up the volume by swiping up, turn it down by swiping down.
Oh, so
like that kind of shit.
Futuristic.
Yeah, yeah. And then you can hold down one earmuff and it becomes fully transparent. They actually have speakers or like mics on the headphones.
Hmm.
So like when you hold that down, it like it evolves the sound. I don't know how to say that. It like enhances
the sound. Like puts into the future?
Bro, it
enhances the sound. The sound around. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
ambient. It's ambient sound.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, it's ambient sound.
My earbuds have those, and they're like.
Yeah, but can you hold down on your earbuds when you get it?
$50.
What, and people around you can hear you? Hear your music?
No.
No.
Oh,
it's basically when I put it down, right? So like I can't hear shit, right? Yeah. I put the earmuff down and it will literally like have a mic, so where if you're talking next to me, it will be like the same level as my music. It'll be that.
Okay, I think my headphones might actually have those as well, because there's this random button on it that I always click, and then it goes like you know, a clicking noise. I go boo boo, and then it's like I don't know what it does.
Yeah, mine says like when I click the button, it says ambient noise or noise cancellation.
Oh, mine doesn't know. It just makes a stupid little fucking noise.
Yeah, but no, but like I can just hold down on it. And it's I can just hold down on it, and it says like it will turn on to the transparent. Yeah.
It's pretty standard nowadays, Andrew. You know?
Was that facts? Says the guy with the fucking earbuds.
You're in there. Run away,
starts
crying.
No! You know what, Andrew?
Get my head.
If I'm able to go to Sunday Mass tomorrow, I'm wearing my gaming headset.
Oh, nice. I'm going to do it.
I'm on the treadmill with a tablet in my hand.
Oh, yeah.
Playing COD Mobile.
Nice.
All right, well, if you guys go to the gym tomorrow, are you guys hitting? Well, of course you can't. You never go.
I should be hitting legs, but
chest.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna hit back and butt.
I should hit legs. I should hit legs, but you know.
I hit legs. Chest is running. Yeah. I didn't get to finish my leg day conversation. We just talked about something else, and I forgot about it.
That's true, actually. Who else worked out today?
Just me.
Just you. What happened to you?
I basically got a workout all day.
The reason why we didn't get to talk about your leg days because
worked out the stomach too.
Oh yeah,
getting them timbits down.
All right, well, I can talk about my juicy leg day today.
Okay,
so, anyways, like I said before, that guy with the beard.
Yeah.
Like, I saw him warming up his legs.
I don't know who that is.
Me neither, but.
Yeah, I don't know the guy.
Yeah. Oh, you.
No, I don't think I've ever seen him.
The guy.
The ginger beard, I don't know.
No, like, do you, the guy with the glasses that goes really deep into his squat. Harris, you know who I'm talking about?
Is he skinnier?
He's a little bit skinnier.
No, I don't know.
Like, he's not a big build, but he's like, he goes really deep into his squats and he has good form, so.
Yeah.
But anyways, I saw him warming up his legs, and I know he always does squats. So your boy just skipped the warm up on like the leg extensions all day, and just ran right to the squat rack. And then I warmed up on the squat rack, just like, you know, I did a little bit of lunges. You know, I warmed up the legs with doing some pulls, door openers, and gate closers. And then I just, you know, we're warming up on weights. I upped the weight from last week. Like, I was getting back into leg days after being sick. You know, it actually felt pretty good today. I was getting like 12 out for a plate and 25s on the side, which doesn't sound like much, but like you just gotta think I'm fucking skinny as hell. So it's like your boy's trying to get bigger.
Yeah.
And then after the squats, I did like 5 sets probably, and then after the squats, I went to
how heavy are you doing?
What?
How heavy are we saying?
I just said, bro, 185.
Oh, okay, that's my bad.
So you zoned out or something?
Yeah, man, I was just
gonna fall asleep on our new.
I am sick right now. I am sick.
Oh, yeah, we haven't told them that we're in a new area.
Oh yeah, we are. Okay, yeah. Well, no, let Ryder finish the story.
Yeah, we'll finish the leg day. Okay, so anyways, then after those squats, I went to the dumbbell Romanian, like, deadlift, because, you know, you got to get the big hammies.
Sorry, guys.
Oh!
But, like,
those are good, man.
No, literally. Last leg day, I did that. I'm still feeling it right now.
Yeah.
I may or may not have torn something. I don't know. But, like,
those will give you a dump truck, not going to lie. RDLs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, and then I went to bro, I'm just gonna stop talking. I know, leg day's over, boys. Leg day's over. So anyways, what are you guys saying tomorrow? Alright, then after I went did RDLs, I did some calf raises, because you know I'm trying to build the calves. My calves are a little small.
Oh.
And then after the calf raise, I don't know, I did like 4 sets of that. And then after the calf, these kids are like kissing over here.
No, we're not.
All right, then after the calf raises, I did, you know, some leg extensions to ham, shrink curls, and then your boy left. Your boy left the gym because he was feeling it. You know, he could barely walk.
Yeah.
All right, W. So, talk about, if you guys go to the gym tomorrow, you guys hit. You already said back and biceps. Yeah. What do you hit?
Push.
Push?
Yeah.
No, so, you can't.
I would hit.
Nah, shut up.
Yeah.
If you're not going to the gym, I don't want to hear it. I'm joking. Bro, why are you not going to the gym tomorrow?
But you know what I think I'm gonna do?
Cadets, like, online.
Go in the morning, dude.
It's from 8 to
an
4.
An online meeting?
Yeah, I had that one.
Oh, yeah,
I
he can't do
today
it.
Too.
Fuck, that's shit.
Yeah, 8 all to right. 4 is actually crazy.
Yeah, I'm also gonna be hitting back and biceps tomorrow. If I go, that's if my back's feeling better, because my center back is actually hurting like shit from last back day still, so.
I hope I need to hit everything tomorrow.
full body workout. You think, like, what I think I'm going to do, start doing, right, when I go to the Y, is I think I'm going to go swimming underneath, like, after my
workout. Cardio, right?
Yeah, like, cardio, swimming. And just for overall health. Like, it's actually really good for you.
Adding cardio, like,
just no, but, like, that's what I'm saying. It's like swimming.
Excuse me?
Cardio.
None of my health. I'm not going to go run on the treadmill, you know what I mean? I'd rather just go swimming than
run on the treadmill. I'll only add cardio when I'm cutting. Right now, I'm such, like, is it an exoskeleton or meta? You know, like, the different body stages? Metamorph?
Metamorphosis.
Ectomorph, mesomorph, and...
What one's the skinniest one?
I should get that,
Yeah, I'm ectomorph, then. Because I'm just fucking skinny.
Oh, like, what do you mean? Like, body types?
Yeah, like...
So what body type would I be? I can't remember. I don't know them off my mind.
Slow metabolism, tall, big shoulders.
That's... Mesomorph?
Mesomorph, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm just a high-ass metabolism.
Then I'm the middle. I'm middle.
Yeah, I'm heavy.
Yeah, see.
I'm like, if we're talking gaming, I'm probably like the fucking shield character, you know what I mean? Deadass. The tank.
See, Arnold talks about that in his encyclopedia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I haven't read that.
I have.
Yeah, I read a little bit. I read the shoulders, the chest, and the back. I didn't read the whole thing. Nice. I'm not that smart. I'm not book smart like you. All right. Anyways, I'm like literally just Harrison. Personally, in my opinion, is probably the best build for gaining muscle. Like, it's just his build is so.
He has a medium metabolism, yeah. Tall, and has grown up muscle.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you know.
Exactly. Like.
Yeah. Personally, and plus, he can eat a lot of food. Like, he eats tons of food. Right, but he doesn't get fat. That's the thing, is that he eats tons of food but doesn't get fat.
Yeah,
he gets muscle instead of fat.
Yeah, I'm honestly thinking he's probably
I'm just built different.
No, he's on roids. Yeah. So, anyways,
he's on roids.
Trend monster.
Yeah.
I was gonna say something. Yeah, I already forgot it. I literally had a good topic.
Okay. Well,
yeah, it was about the RDLs, right? And how it hurts your or makes a bunda.
Yeah, that's one thing. Yeah. Well,
you're doing something over that. No, we've never gone over this before.
The fans are going to be, like, so confused. Like, they're like, where do these kids talk?
No, because this guy, you're doing some kind of bunda challenge, right?
Oh.
Yeah. Thank you, Andrew. There you go. I got you.
Go in the box.
Yeah, that's so what
So starting December 1st,
yeah,
I'm going to throw in glutes every leg day.
Uh-huh.
Plus every chest day. What?
Just to get the biggest bunda.
Oh, the
bunda.
So the challenge ends March 1st. I don't know if you guys want to join in.
I'm down.
December to March?
I've actually been wanting to grow my glutes. Because you straight up, as a bodybuilder, you actually have to build your glutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you do, December to
hip
March?
Thrusts, like all the girls at the gym, the hip thrust? Yeah.
No, literally.
Yeah. And then I'll spot you from the top.
Oh.
And then I'll start doing that one cable thing where they have like...
I've seen that. Yeah.
Nah. Please don't. Please.
Okay.
Dude, I'd be so dirty. I mean, what?
What?
Okay.
Not on the party.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah, I'm down.
Interesting.
Yeah. Andrew, do you want to talk about our...
What?
Sorry, someone's phone just went off. All right. Your merch idea?
Yeah, we could be talking about that.
No, you are.
Why don't we finish off with that?
Finish off. Yeah. How long are we on right now?
30 minutes.
Yeah,
that's a podcast length.
Okay. I mean,
there's another clip.
Well, right. So basically, with the merch right now, I gotta figure out some stuff, right? Because the first distributor I was looking at, it's way too expensive.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Was it like $80?
Yeah, it would have been $80 a sweater. Yeah,
that isn't
for nice. Like, for these people like listening. So right now I'm trying to look at different distributors. Right now I'm kind of looking at like hats right now,
mm-hmm.
Right? Because I want to try and get like either like these kind of hats or right now I'm thinking beanies.
Yeah, winter season.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get beanies right now. I found a distributor right now. Price is actually really good, so it's actually good for us now.
Yeah.
And so I'm probably gonna reach out to them either tonight or tomorrow night. See what we can do. But they do have a sample idea, so I might get samples in just so like we can test them, make sure the products are good.
W. Yeah. And like if like once we get more, we could just like when they're on their way, we could just like give some like to the true supporters. Like there's a few people out here that like Hudson.
You think I was gonna hit you?
No. Yeah, Hudson.
We honestly just Hudson be like, yo, you want one?
No, that's what I'm saying.
I was gonna say for free, but like you think Hudson's a supporter.
We might. We'll see.
Give Hudson one for free. He's a W.
Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, we'll see what like how like everything works out, but. Yeah, so basically, I'm going to set up something with the distributor, hopefully either tonight or tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have to figure out how to put the logo on it, because what the distributor's gonna give me is just blank ads, right? So I'm probably gonna reach out to someone locally, and get that either embroidered or like the label, right? Because the hats I'm getting are like top quality hats. Like these hats are gonna be like, because I can go. So basically, my plan is right, is that for beanies and stuff like that, right? For kind of like the okay hats. I'm gonna get it from this distributor that I think is really good. Like, it's good quality, but like at a good price. So these hats, I think, are like, they're like a good split of cotton compared to something else, right?
Yeah.
So they're like, actually like really good. I think they'll be really quality for the viewers. But I saw these hats on the first distributor, right? And you know how a lot of people are rocking the fitted hats. Like, you're rocking one right now.
This is
not fitted. Well, not fitted, but like, you know what I mean? Like the, like the,
I'm rocking
the like the hats, the hats.
Well, like the adjustable ones?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, like this is the adjustable. This is like, this is just a basketball shot.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. But like what I'm talking about is that I can off the first distributor, I can get hats that are like literally like 100% cotton. Oh, like really good, like, and they're made by an actual like Japanese designer.
Well, baseball caps or
like beanies? Baseball caps, like these.
W.
Yeah, like actually, no, like so, like this part, right, is basically like the whole hat is made out of like, it's like a, I don't know what it is, but it's a mixture of cotton and thing, but it's like really soft material. Apparently, it's like really good. I want to get a sample one in. I was just waiting for the check.
And but for everybody watching at home, what he means by the this part is the front of the hat. With
yeah, the front of the hat. What mean? Well, with no, like, but like the one I'm talking about is like the whole wraparound.
Oh, the whole like the,
yeah, no
all
mesh.
The way, all
it's
the way,
be like,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you guys, Bass Pro hats have the mesh on the back, he's just talking about the whole wraparound that goes around your head is going to be all the cotton. So
yeah. I'm thinking that might be the way we're going to get like the baseball caps, but I can also get baseball caps from the new distributor. So we'll see. But I think those ones are really good quality. So we might think about getting them.
Yeah.
There, but we'll figure it out.
Well, that's the, those are all the, we should honestly, okay, what we should do is we should also do like, this will be later on because obviously a lot of material there is sweatpants. We should make,
I can already find those.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I would love
sweatpants. Where I'm looking right now, I can get a lot of different things.
Get like nice sweatpants or like comfy ones.
No, I can get really good quality stuff.
Do that. I will literally buy it off you. Like if you get it, I'll give you like.
Get some khakis for me with the embroidery right on the butt.
No, sweatpants.
Okay, well, we'll see what I can get, but
that'd be funny.
Yeah, we're gonna have to figure all that. We'll figure all that out like off camera too, just so like we can talk about it. But right now, all I'm saying is that it's in progress. You know what I mean? And I'm hoping that we'll be able to get something else. We'll see. We'll see. I'm not gonna say a date right now because I'm not sure, but we'll see.
All right. Well, anyway, what I was gonna say before the merch. Merch announcement is I got some really hype news, boys. You don't have to even listen to it because you're not going to the gym tomorrow. And you're gonna hate this, okay? You're gonna hate listening to every single second of this.
Oh, what?
Yeah. So, you know, my mom said this morning that she might be going away tomorrow, so World Gym might be an option.
Oh, shit.
Yo!
Yeah, take an L, Max. Take an L.
Well, we'll see. Because I gotta be back up into town
for
2 o'clock.
Dang. Well, we'll do that if we leave in the morning.
If we leave in the morning, then maybe. Oh, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We'll talk about that later. Talk about it later.
Bro, the World Gym, really? You guys have to go without me?
Yeah, well, you're not, you have to do your little stupid cadet thing. I'm joking. We support all the soldiers out there. It's not stupid. But we just make fun of Max because he's a little loser, so.
What are you rubbing his hand?
He was rubbing my hand.
What? No, not you.
I rub my hand.
Bro.
No rubbing my hand.
I will come over there and... I'll
do it.
Beat you up.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Oh, I know.
Nah, you a little dirty boy.
Anyway.
Okay.
We are, talk about the guy that wants to, like, the guy that wants to be on the podcast. How we're gonna, like, have him on the podcast.
Oh. I was like, why are you just bringing up some random name?
No, some, like, special guest. We're gonna have a special guest.
No, okay, I know you mean now. Alright. Yeah, so... I'll have to hit him up before we post this out because I don't know if he wants his name on it.
Okay,
so,
well,
you can just cut out his name on.
Yeah, cut out his name for this podcast and we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
it's gonna be really great. I gotta skim to that.
Just do like that beeping noise, like that beep that can't sort.
Yeah,
like, do you mean sensor?
He can help you out with that if you don't know what it is because he's done that before.
No, but like 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we'll figure it out. Stop being a lazy fuck, Harrison. Okay, how about that? I'm kidding.
26 minutes exactly.
Yeah. Okay. 26 minutes. Well, this is only Harrison said.
No, we have
only...
another clip too.
Yeah, there's another clip.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, anyways, this won't. Well, actually, I have a lot of buddies now that have hit me up that are saying like they want to be on the podcast. There's a few of them. There's like a few from our school. You guys know who they are.
Yeah, yeah, we know.
And then there's the one guy from. Oh, fuck.
No, that can be blurred out. Don't worry.
All right.
All right. So
just trying to keep it in a minimum so Harrison doesn't miss anything.
All right. So then there's the one guy from the other school near us that texted. You weren't there, but it was the night we went to a Wild Wings. And we were in Walmart, and I opened up my phone. He was like, when you didn't come to Wild Wings? Like,
I can't.
Nah, but.
I had to go.
Okay, well, anyways. He hit me up. He was like, love what you're doing. You're such a big inspiration, you know. Inspiring all the kids out here to just be better, do better. And I was like, I love that.
Yeah,
I love that. And then he was saying, yeah, maybe one day I could come on the podcast. I was like, for sure.
Yeah.
For freaking sure. And then, yeah. There's also another... guy that hit me up. I'm not, like I said, I'm not gonna say his name because I don't want to, you know, just in case he doesn't like it. But I'll tell you guys after the podcast is over. You'll know exactly who he is. So yeah, he hit me up also. He was like giving us. I asked him. He's like, oh, I listened to your whole podcast. I loved it. It was great.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
He's like,
yeah.
He's like, I'm not really into podcasts much, but that was a good one. And
yeah, I know
what
he's talking
about. Yeah, he was. Then I was like, just give us some advice to like be better for like the audience. He's like, you know, maybe some better lighting. Which now we're in a place with some better lighting, but the camera wasn't working today, so no YouTube video, just Spotify today, boys.
Yeah. Well, it'll be on YouTube, it'll just be like
the logo. I think we'll do the trio logo.
Just the audio.
Each of your faces on.
No. Well, we can do the fucking four people logo.
Yeah.
No, I didn't make one for me.
Well, we will.
Yeah, we'll.
I just made one for you guys.
We'll figure it out.
You guys will see it.
You could do your one where you are doing that, and then just like your face.
Okay, but well, is that where we're thinking of ending it, boys? Or?
I think we're gonna end it.
Well, yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
It was a good one.
Get you guys out of my house.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Kick us out.
Okay. Well.
All right. Well.
See you guys later.
Yeah.
See you next podcast.
Thanks for listening.
Adios.